But who said it? Yeah, that's right. Who said it? You know, you understand as you move forward in life and as you get older that what is said is very important, but not as important as who said it. For instance, when you hear, "They're on fire," what it means coming from a dance instructor or maybe a coach versus a fireman means a whole different thing. So it's not just what was said, but who said it. And that's where we're going today. Wake the Faith Up, Slayer. Garth Heckman, David Alliance. You can reach out to me at tdagiantslayer@gmail.com. And today is the last day of our typical format. After 3 years and I think 1,300 and some podcasts and now 115,000 listeners, we're going to change our format. So starting on Monday, I'm going to, on Sunday night, record a 30-40 minute video of my podcast, and then I'm going to chop it up into slices, and that'll be used for the week. You can get the whole thing all at once on YouTube Monday on the David Alliance YouTube podcast channel. Make sure you check it out. Hey, real quick, this is a busy weekend for me as a pastor, as a speaker, as a firearm instructor, as all things to all people. But get as many people to church as possible who don't know Jesus. So Friday night we have a prayer meeting. Saturday we have a permit to carry class. Then Sunday we have church. And then Sunday night we've got a concert with three or four different artists at our outdoor amphitheater. But to every one of those, I am bringing non-Christians, because every one of those we're going to share the gospel. Yes, even the prayer meeting, I'm trying to get people who are volunteering at the church to help out with the permit to carry class who aren't necessarily followers of Christ to come to the prayer meeting. That's the game, folks. Get as many people to church, tell them about Jesus. If you can't tell them about Jesus with confidence, get them to a church that preaches Jesus that will do just that. All right. Woo. And we're brought to you by MingleMakeMerry.com, a YouTube, a great channel, website. I mean, just tons of great material for anyone who's mingling, mating, dating, or marrying. That's MingleMateMarried.com. So let's jump into this. Ask yourself, who is probably the most conservative group of Christians out there? I would have to go with the Episcopalians. I don't know that there's anyone more conservative than the Episcopalian scholars. And yet, did you know that they appointed a commission to study the subject of spiritual healing in the New Testament? And by spiritual healing, I don't mean go back into your past and work with your wounds and the people who hurt you. There's nothing wrong with it. But how they defined that was spiritual healing, as in Jesus healing people by the power of the Spirit in him. So they did a 3-year study and they came back with this conclusion. Again, the Episcopalian scholars, they said the healing of the sick by Jesus was done as a revelation of God's will for man. Because they discovered that his will is fully revealed, they said, they further went on to say, and no longer can the church pray for the sick with the faith-destroying qualifying phrase, "if it be thy will." So the conservative Episcopalian scholars said that healing was completely to reveal the will of God and who he was, and that after all of this time studying and reading the Gospels and the life of Christ, they said you can't any longer say, "Well, if it be thy will, we pray that God heals you." They said it is his will. It's obvious. It's obvious. So you can't read the Gospels without coming to the conclusion that Jesus had complete power and authority over all sin, demons, men, women, sickness, nature, you name it, and that we also, as his followers, are said to have the same authority and power. So we can no longer say, "Well, if it's God's will, he'll use us to heal or cast out demons or make the blind see or the lame to walk. And if it's his will, he'll allow us to have power over nature." So the question would be, why can't we walk in this power and authority? Well, let's jump to John chapter 14, verses 12, 13, and 14 real quick. It says, Jesus is saying this, "Very, very, very truly I say unto you, whoever believes in me will do works that I have been doing, and will do even greater things than these, because I am going to the Father, and I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. You may ask me for anything in my name, and I will do it. So let's be clear here. Jesus said, not only will we have his power and authority, but to do even greater things than he did. Case closed. Can I hear a gavel? Gung, gung. Okay. Now, get this. Williams Jennings Bryan made this point. He said, if Christ said it is written, and even the devil said it is written, then why can't you and I say it is written? It is written, we will have greater power and do greater things. But wait, wait, why don't we see it happen so clearly in our lives? Well, again, I think these verses point out something pretty clear, many times missing in our walk, and I know, I'll be the first to admit, I need to work on it in mine, but it's this, we are to have this power to do these signs, miracles, and wonders, but it must be as verse 13 says, hold on, ready? So that God would be glorified, so that he would be made to look good, so that he would be famous, so that he would get the attention. How many times I go, man, I wish I had more authority and more power and saw more miracles and signs and wonders like this person. And I see a lot in my life. I'm very blessed because I go after it. But I find myself comparing my level of authority and power, miracles, my resume, I guess, with others because I'm thinking about me, not about making God look good or glorifying him. And if we're honest, many of us really, truly want the power to prove our walk, the power to prove our spirituality and for us to look good. I mean, think of the social media posts we could have. Think of the followers. Think of the books I could write. Think of the places I could go to speak, the people I could hang with. I'd be able to hang out with all the big time people because I have the, you know, our mind runs like this as if we didn't even read verse 13. We are to move in these things. We're expected to move in these things. We have the power and the authority. We have the handwritten word of God to us, the note that says, hey, go do greater things than me, but so that the Father gets the attention, so that the Son is glorified. So every time I read and pray and try to do something miraculous, I got to come back to promote Jesus, and you'll see amazing things happen. Garth Heckman, David Alliance, keep slaying giants.